This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Button, B like boy, U-T-T-O-N. Date of birth is 12/23/1962. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Button with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was November 5th of 2025. Her biggest complaints are getting itching and headaches after she takes her Enbrel shots. Those only last about 2 days, those two symptoms, and then they get better. But she doesn't think that the Enbrel is working quite as well as the previous medication for rheumatoid arthritis. The pain in the joints is not quite as well controlled. She's also having more swelling of feet and lower legs. It's about halfway up both calves. And there's no redness or rashes or suspicious lesions noted in those areas. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications. I want to highlight Plaquenil is 200 milligram twice a day. Carvedilol 25 milligram twice a day. She's on L-E-F like Frank, L-U-N like November, O-M like Mary, I-D like David, E. 20 milligram once daily. Synthroid is 100 microgram daily. Amlodipine with benazepril is 10/21 daily. Prilosec 20 milligram daily. Prednisone, she takes 5 milligram daily when the Enbrel is not effective in controlling the joint pain. Usually that ends up being 2 to 3 days per week recently. And Enbrel injections are once weekly. Physical exam. Weight, 206 pounds, and that's about a 4-pound increase since November 5th. Pulse is 68 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 82. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, and she does have 1 to 2 plus edema feet and both lower extremities, about a third of the way up both lower extremities. No edema above that area, none in the knees or in the upper legs. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 24th of 2026. Creatinine is 1.42, and that is an increase, possibly a change. It is estimated GFR of 40. The last time she had a level in that range was in November of 2016, when the creatinine was 1.49. She usually runs between 1.1 and 1.3 when levels are checked. So this is slightly higher than baseline. Sodium, 136, potassium, 4.9, carbon dioxide, 25, phosphorus is 3.9, albumin, 4.0, calcium is 9.0, and her hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. assessment and plan ones. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly higher than usual creatinine level. We've asked her to have lab studies repeated in early June when she gets her labs done for rheumatology and to have those results forwarded to us. Two, hypertension is well controlled. She actually had been off amlodipine with benazepril, and the blood pressure was too high, so she has resumed it, and that may account for the increased creatinine level also. But we do want to recheck that in early June. Three, rheumatoid arthritis, not well controlled on, according to the patient, on her current dose of Enbrel. And she will be reviewing that with rheumatology at her next office visit. And she will have lab studies for us every 1 to 3 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.